I'm talking with Steve Boonder from Oskaloosa for our edition of Farmer Friday. Steve, thanks for being on again with me here on KIIC.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it.
All right. So the planting is on the way. In fact, some people are done. We were talking last time during the winter when we had things to do in the shop, but now we were able to get out and till the soil and put stuff in the ground. Talk a little bit about how things went your way in terms of getting both corn and beans rolling.
We started planting corn and soybeans the same day, April 8th. That week we planted for 6 days before we had a little break in the weather. And then after a week, April 15th, we planted for another 4 days. And those 10 days, the majority of a lot of crops went in. Over the past 3.5 weeks, it's been wet. We've had about either one day or one night per week to be in the field. So with our own and our custom work acres, we're about 90% planted corn and soybeans.
You know, that's got to be a great feeling because of the fact that it's really a race to the finish line. Crops that get in early normally will yield better. And so by getting that early start in early April, you get that head start on the growing season. So talk about that.
We have always thought that dry soil in southeast Iowa during planting time was a gift. We'd also always thought that the soil temp usually takes care of itself. And so we look at the soil moisture, and so it was, you know, if you think about February and March, we were dry and wanting rain bad, and the ponds were down, and we never really had a lot of freezing. An interesting story, I use oats for cover crop, and they didn't even die over the winter. That when we did have the cold weather, we had 24 inches of snow on the ground for that two-week period. And so our oats survived the winter, believe it or not.
Well,
and
it provided that insulation for that cover crop.
That's right. So, but anyhow, we did. The early acres look great. They often do. And we've always had good luck with if the soil moisture, you don't want to push early April if the soil moisture isn't right, and you don't want to push no-till until the ground is warmed up. I will agree with that. You do need warm weather for no-till. But, yeah, we had a good start, and we're thankful for the crop, how it looks.
And, you know, the time that you have allotted, you certainly don't want to have any downtime, so to speak, due to any breakdowns or anything like that. Things went smoothly, I'm assuming, with the equipment?
We didn't have any multi-day breakdowns. You always have either a hydraulic motor here or a frog on a corn planter here or a sprayer that gets a piece of plastic stuck in the flow meter here, but nothing that put us to a stop. And so we were blessed. We tried to have things ready to go, and you can't think of everything, but the shop work paid off.
That's good. So take a little look into after planting. I'm sure there was spraying involved. Talk about that.
Yeah, we do a lot of custom work. I'd say a third of our acres are custom work that we do for others. And I enjoy the relationships. And with a large family, we have time with our equipment to do that. This past week, here where we live, south, just 3 miles south of Oskaloosa, we've only had about 4/10 of rain this week, but we've also had farms with 7 inches over in the northern part of Mahaska and a little bit of Marion and Jasper counties. And so we actually have several customers with bottoms underwater, and so we're gearing up to supply 100% replant. We're a Beck seed dealer. We're gearing up to supply replant seed for those customers that lost their acres due to flooding here in the last day or two.
Well, I'm assuming, though, that you're in the mindset that it is nice to see that water fall from up above because of the fact that we had been in a drought for such a long time, and the ponds being replenished, the rivers, the creeks, and, of course, the subsoil and the soil being replenished. That's a good sign.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. We were they're needing the rain bad, and, you know, I hate it for the people that got too much in a little bit of time. But speaking of that, we one of the farms that isn't in is my son BJ Tiles for others, and my son Mike Dozes for others, and we save a farm every spring to improve. And so one of the smaller farms we have, we're pattern tiling right now, and we'll put it to late soybeans. It seems like we do everybody else's when the time is right. So we just generally kind of leave a farm a year of our own to work on before we put the crop in.
Well, that makes a lot of sense for sure. I'm talking with Steve Boonder. He's a farmer for my segment of Farmer Friday this week. He lives south of Oskaloosa, Iowa. And Steve, I did take a peek at your corn crop north of Eddyville by chance. It's by the four lane, and I was impressed with the stand, first of all, and of course the height that is happening there. Talk about your scouting that you do as you have so many acres. Talk about that.
Yeah, we share that responsibility with our family, and I think that corn was put in around the 9th or 10th of April, and it is due for a nitrogen, an extra nitrogen pass. We use 40 pounds of treated urea when the corn's anywhere from pop can height up to about 12 inches, which it is now, and then second pass herbicide. We've tried sometimes at really tougher farms, we'll try and get by with one pass spraying, but for the most part, we spray it with immediately after planting and then go back with a second pass. The stand is good. All the seed came. We're just starting to get little tiny weeds coming. When you two pass, you just use half rate the first time and then come back and use the second half the second time, and pretty well guarantees clean fields.
I'm talking with Steve Boonder, a farmer out of Oskaloosa. And Steve, you've got an activity that you do on Sundays. Give us a little information about that.
About 15 years ago, well, longer than that, Boonder Custom Farming has always been a custom work family farm, and we have a logo. And a logo always has a story. About 15 years ago, we started a platform that tells that story. So on Sunday mornings at 3 a.m., I always get up and write and share about life on the farm. So every week I write a story. It's either on Boonder Custom Farming Facebook page or stillwatersiowa.blogspot.com.
And so go ahead and tell us a little bit about that. It's three paragraphs long, a half a page long. Give us some info about that.
I like to read books with pictures, and so I'm kind of a picture taker. I kind of started it for my grandkids, you know, or my great-grandkids, which I don't have yet. I always enjoyed history, and I enjoyed, you know, how people go back in their genealogies and read about the old folks. And so I generally have 8 to 12 pictures, and then above it is just a sentence or two or three about what we do, and we're blessed with a faith. We're blessed with a family, and I'm blessed with a vocation. I absolutely love farming. And so we intermingle the three. Someday it's there for whoever's interested, and someday I hope my great-grandchildren will enjoy reading about the old days.
It's right out there for everyone to see. Give us that platform again. Where's it at on Facebook?
The Boonder Custom Farming Facebook page. Or the blog spot is stillwatersiowa.blogspot.com.
All right, fantastic stuff. Steve Boonder is with me here for my edition of Farmer Friday. You can go back to our website at wwwkiicradio.com, select that audio vault on the top tab there, and on the right side you'll be able to find this podcast and listen to it all over again. Steve, thank you so much for giving us your time here on Farmer Friday.
Pat, it's always a pleasure. Thanks.